Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
Well, let's talk about feet. A couple days ago, we were talking about Benny Blanco, who is married to Selena Gomez, started his own podcast, and people were all fired up about the first episode because, one, he was farting like crazy on it, and then, two, he was on the couch barefoot, and his feet were filthy. They were disgusting. Yeah. And there was this, like, hue and cry online for Selena to leave Benny because he's just a foul dude. Well, that's not happening because on this week's episode of the show, Selena made an appearance and she kissed one of his nasty feet.
No, she did not.
Story says they weren't as bad as last week, but they still weren't exactly clean. Selena gently kissed one of Benny's toes and then nuzzled her head lovingly against his foot. Dirty feet nuzzles.
That's true love, though. I mean, they just proved that. Okay, yeah.
You know, sometimes you do things when you're married.
Happily ever after.
You get used to each other and you do gross things.
Yeah, it's fine.
One of the things I like to do is if I go in for a kiss with Nick Nack, coming in, I go, and I stick my tongue up one of her nostrils.
Oh! Super close, you two.
Yep, keeping the marriage alive, you guys. Highly recommend doing it.
Nice and freaky.
Nicole Kidman, if she ever wants to switch careers, she can always become a medical examiner. I guess she was on The Tonight Show. She shared that she now knows how to perform an autopsy. She had to learn how to do it because she's a forensic pathologist in an upcoming Prime series that she's on. Scarpetta, I think is how you say it. Anyway, she had to learn all about the human body as part of her job as an actress. She studied with a medical examiner, and she pretty much said, hey, if anyone needs an emergency autopsy, she can pull it off. Right.
I know. I don't know if I'd really trust Nicole getting to the root cause of somebody's death, right?
Right. How did my husband die? Somebody get Nicole Kidman in here immediately.
She's the only one who can crack the case.
She says she can remove all the organs and name them all. She goes on to say she even listed them. I could remove the lungs, the liver, the gallbladder, the intestines.
She can remove them? Is that even legal for Nicole Kidman to be removing organs from a person?
I'm sure there were some waivers, things she had to sign. That's but again, insane. Like, I feel like I could slice somebody open and find the lungs, the liver.
I know.
The intestines. Gallbladder, that might be a little more difficult. But I feel like I could find the basics, the biggies.
I did that once on a frog.
We did that in high school.
Exactly.
Piggy.
And a fish.
And a feral. We did a cat. We did cats, too.
You did a cat?
Yeah, the cats were unsettling.
I think that was unique to just your school.
Yeah. No, it was weird. They roll the cats in, and they were all stretched out like this, you know, and then they had a cart full of cats.
See,
and you could.
We did that with a pig.
We did pigs.
We did baby pigs.
We did frog eyeballs.
Yep, I remember that.
All that, yeah.
All
we saw a human actual cadaver, too.
I'm sure this is all online now,
yes.
So don't you worry about it.
Yeah. Just YouTube it.
Ozfest is coming back officially, it sounds like. Is there a year?
Next year.
Sounds good to me. It's coming back.
Okay.
There's a new app out. Okay, so this sounds pretty darn beneficial because everybody's wearing those smart glasses now, which you look like a dork. Stop doing that. And a lot of these glasses feature video recording, okay? And they're sometimes indistinguishable from regular eyewear. You don't know if somebody's filming you. Well, now there's an app called Nearby Glasses. That's a great name for it. It consistently scans for signals nearby that emit Bluetooth-enabled tech, such as the wearable devices by Meta and Snap. And it'll go beep, 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 beep. Nerd glasses.
Nerd alert.
And it'll let you know if you're being filmed or if somebody there around you has the glasses. I like that.
I do too.
I like it a lot.
Well, because it's illegal, right? For somebody to film you without your knowledge or record I know, but like,
I think there's laws about that if you're on public property, though. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, I don't, it's all so convoluted.
Look at us talking the law.
I know. Like we know it or something.
I used to do this little thing with somebody that I used to work with where we would snap pictures of people and send each other pictures. We've all done it.
Are you kidding me? You just did that last night. Like, you do that so much.
I did. I forgot about that. I did.
It's a little funny thing I do.
I can't be the only one. When somebody sends you a picture, I don't care who the main focal point of the picture is. I want to know what's going on in the background.
Yeah.
And I always zoom in and find somebody's face that's like, and I take a screenshot of it and I send it back to that person. Yeah. Not even acknowledging what's going on in their picture, except the weirdo in the background.
Yeah.
And then, Katie, I feel like you'd like this since you're on your protein journey this year.
Uh-huh.
Bone broth cocktails are now the hot new trend at bars. Food and Wine just did a big story on it. It is part of the put more protein in everything trend right now. Generally in a soup, as we all know, but now you can put it in cocktails. One of them is called the Bloody Bull.
Oh, I don't want that.
Basically a Bloody Mary with a little bone broth mixed in it. Why not? The Bloody Mary would totally, the tomato base and all that would cover any sort of flavor of the bone broth.
Especially
if you can cover it up, who
the
cares?
The savory kind of drinks, I can see where you would lend a little bone broth to that, right? And you gotta get you've gotta get protein in anywhere you can. I'm putting cottage cheese in everything. So if you put a little bone broth in your whiskey, I'm here for it.
Why not?
Go ahead.
Is anyone else uncomfortable with the term bone broth?
Yeah. Obviously I can't even say it that right. So
yeah, I like bone broth.
Uncomfortable's right.
You talk pretty.
Yeah.
Me talk pretty one day.
Oh man.
We all talk pretty today.
You talk pretty. Sports.
We got some really exciting news, especially for you today, Jer, because you're
a
fan of this show. The man behind Danny Rojas, Christo Fernandez, who played Danny Rojas in Ted Lasso, he's actually getting a chance to play real soccer. He has now played in a 30 minutes in a friendly match, which is an exhibition game, in a championship game. Team El Paso Locomotive took on New Mexico United on Saturday, and El Paso Locomotive liked his play so much,
Woo-hoo.
They're actually looking to put him on the team. They're making a final decision
later
this week. So Danny Rojas from Ted Lasso is actually getting a chance. He said growing up, soccer was his entire life. And
I
don't watch the show. But
I was
going to
say,
like,
did you watch Ted Lasso?
I did not.
I think you'd like it.
A lot of people
it.
Haven't watched it. It's it's one of those under the radar shows, I think.
Ted Lasso?
Yeah.
It was like one of the biggest hits for 4 years.
It was good. It was a good series for sure. Yeah.
I liked it. Katie, I think you would actually like it too. I don't know. I think it's a really cool chance for someone to live out their dream. He said he played soccer in high school and college till knee injuries kind of took him out of the game. Well, he's back healthy now. And, this team liked him so much in the actual TV series that they were like, hey, man, come on. We'll give you a chance to actually kind of realize your dream.
I'm sure he's going to sell some tickets, too.
Probably.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Good hair.
Yeah. Come see Danny Rojas.
Yeah.
Okay. So something I know we can all kind of relate to here, the Brown Palace, right? Have you been there? I went there for high tea once.
You know what's funny? I've lived here my entire life. I have never been down to the Brown Palace.
Oh, well, now we know where our next field trip is going to be.
How do we get like an insider media tour of the Brown Palace?
We need it before the changes hands for the owners because it's up for sale again.
How much?
That's the big deal. So we don't know how much it's listed for this time. All we know is that back in 2018, the current owners bought it for $125 million. So I don't know if that is how much they're going to put it up for this time around, but it has been around for a really long time. It first opened back in 1892.
Mm-hmm.
Jeremy and Josh. So
presidents have been there, the Beatles,
for
all sorts of famous people.
That experience for high tea is one of my favorite of all time. Zoe and I went there, and sandwiches.
Yes.
They bring out the tea assortment.
In fancy China.
It is, you have to dress up.
Is this the one where they dump the champagne in the stack of, or is that something else?
You can get that.
No, where they stack it all the way up to like the ceiling and the guy's up on the third floor or whatever and he dumps the champagne in the top glass and it goes all the way down.
I don't think that's for high tea. I don't think
what's that for? Is that for the stock show stuff?
I'm pretty sure they do something like that at the Brown Palace.
What's that for?
Yeah, I know that they do that.
And then the stock show thing, they actually bring in the cows.
The cows, the steers come through the Brown Palace.
And they have tea.
So it is. And the steers. Have tea.
Mm-hmm. Troughs of tea.
Yes, but no, it's obviously such an established place here in Denver, but it's switching hands again is a big deal, so we'll have to see. I would love, if I ever won the lottery and this place was up for sale, I'd buy it. 100%,
oh, it's iconic,
I'd buy it.
Probably
absolutely.
A lot of maintenance, though. Probably, I don't know.
Well,
full of asbestos and lead pipes.
If you win the lottery, you'd have people to do that for you.
They
right?
actually just redid the pipes, Jer, and I know this because the last time I stayed there, their pipes burst.
Oh, really?
Okay.
I stayed there for a night, and their pipes burst, and we all had to evacuate in the morning.
Oh, how fun! Yay!
Well, I'd like to get in on I want a back in tour. Can we do that?
See the guts of it?
Yeah, baby got back in tour.
I would love that.
The Brown Palace.
That'd be really
cool. Put
it
out there in the universe.
Somebody call us. Somebody get a hold of us that knows somebody at the Brown Palace.
Yeah.
I
want to
go
wander
around.
We want to go there.
I.
You know where else you need to go?
Where?
Ruby Hill.
Ruby!
Yes, they're closing early because of the warm weather. Now, typically, that spot where people sled and enjoy Colorado's winter months, it's open through March, but this year, obviously, with no snow and the intense warm winter that we've had here in the Denver metro area specifically, yeah, they're going to close it up early. They say, if Mother Nature showers snowy blessings and cooler temperatures on enthusiastic gibbers, then we'll keep it open, but it didn't do that, so they're going to close it down.
Did you write that?
No, they did.
That's funny.
Did you like that?
We'll get some snow this Friday. We're supposed to get over 2 feet of snow. No. So,
well, that's the thing, is I don't think they're going to hold out hope for
maybe
that.
Maybe 3 feet of snow,
and
from
I
what I am hearing.
I think they need more than that. I think I was reading something where it's like, you know, March being our snowiest month here in Denver, it's not going to make up for all the snow that we lost this season already. So, yeah, looks like Ruby Hill closing early. Blucifer's First Rodeo Music Festival. Yes, it's coming in July, and this is going to feature at least 80 local artists and bands performing in bars and venues. This is going to be along South Broadway. They've got all the information that you need on the festival's website and Instagram page, but I do like this a lot. We've got somebody talking about how exciting it's going to be for all the local artists.
So we really want to showcase this street and this community. You know, the time was right to sort of band together and showcase all the diverse, passionate musicians that Denver and the cities around it have to offer.
I like this.
Absolutely.
I want to go to there.
Well, for 25 years, that stretch of Broadway there was home to the Underground Music Showcase. And so that live music, you know, feel, they're very familiar with that in that South Broadway area. But this is going to be new, and they're not competing with the Underground Music Showcase. That's moving to Denver's Rhino District, by the way, for 2026. They're not going to compete with that. They're like, this is something new. This is something for Denver local artists to really take pride in. So again, that is going to be in July.
I like the name
they're
of
gonna
it too.
I know, me too. I thought it really
great
just
marketing.
Like is very local, right? Like
yeah.
It's very local. So again,
yeah.
In July is when they're
the
gonna...
only way it could have gotten more local if they named it the Jake Jabs Festival. I think.
Tigers everywhere, but yeah,
the Deal and Doug Music Festival, the Frank Azar Music Festival.
Exactly.
Frank, get on it, buddy.
There's so many
missed opportunity.
So many local ways you can go with that. But Blucifer, I think they got it right with Blucifer.
It's pretty good, though.
That's for sure.
Pretty
and just
good.
One more local thing with the Frozen Dead Guys days, because they released their schedule of events and music lineup for the three-day festival. That one is going to kick off March 27th, so that's a little closer to us right now. So the coffin races, bloody brunches, zombie crawls, and more happening in Estes Park.
Such a fun event.
Again, yeah.
Such a great
so
shtick.
Many fun things like that. Like to bring a Frozen Dead Guy back from the dead.
Yeah. Have Nicole Kidman look at him.
Hey, here's your Mile High Hype.
There it is, everybody. We got Fast Five coming up at 7:30 today. It's our fun little think quick game. Be ready to call in and play. We've got some Avalanche tickets up for grabs today for our winner. And did you hear the big news? The big new game starting next week called Mix 100's March Matchness. Here you go.